This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
We launch into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever is on your mind. Although a lot of people, THC is on their minds today because it is 420, the National International Pot Smokers Celebration.
And what does THC stand for, Ian?
This is one of the quiz questions, right?
This is one of the quiz questions.
Why don't you ask Chris first and...
There are multiple choices here, and...
What are the choices?
Totally okay. High cannonball... Or wait, hold on. Totally high
so
cannabis
no.
oil.
I'll go ahead and throw it out. Tetrahydrocannabinol.
Right, and one of them is tetrahydrocannabis.
Nope.
Total of 10 questions. A couple of them are specific to Michigan that I'm not going to read at any point, but there are a couple of these that are pretty interesting.
We're doing a weed quiz here off and on throughout the show here, but also reading a story for those of you just tuning in by some character named, Brian Korber over at Mashable.com, who's making the argument that, you guys smoking pot at these 420 celebrations going on, it's time to stop. He says in this piece, and it basically is making the claim that it's just disreputable. You guys are making the movement look bad at this point, so just go cut it out, go back inside, or put on a suit, and join us in the state house or the halls of Congress where you can be respectable instead of just going out there, all hippie looking and smoking pot. Is essentially the argument thus far. We'll continue with that here in moments. But we actually have on the line with us somebody who was with you and I today, Chris.
Robert's here.
Yeah, Robert from Vermont, who actually is on our Discord. He had called in on the phone lines. I said, I know Robert's got Discord. We've had him on there once before, and it sounds great. So, Robert, you're with us.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, good to have you, Robert. You were there today, and that wasn't your first 420 either in Concord, correct, in New Hampshire?
Now, I went last year, and I met a lot of wonderful people, and I saw Derek J. was there.
Would you say that it's disreputable, or as this guy says in his article, cannabis, it shows cannabis culture at its worst?
Yeah, well, he's sadly mistaken, that's for sure.
Yeah, so what were you calling about tonight? What did you want to comment on?
When we first got there, I was... out of our group was one of the first ones to get up to where the event was going on. And I noticed that the state police were doing a lot of yelling and, doing some, I don't know if it was with Rich Paul or not, but anybody know what that was about?
Yeah, we're going to find out soon because Garrett Ian, who's one of the bloggers, Free Concord, Free Keen, he was there with his camera, and he did capture that. That was as we were pulling up, that was going down, where some state cop came out and apparently threatened a crowd of people.
I saw the cop, just didn't hear it.
And did nothing at all. Walked away.
I had to actually go up and ask somebody what he was at, what was going on.
It might have been some big, boasting by essentially, Big Ape. I don't know what that was. But that video is going to come out. Garrett told me he'll be releasing that footage. So we'll see that soon. I imagine we'll be able to see it over at freekeen.com when it's available. But what else, Robert? Your thoughts, your reflections on 420 in New Hampshire? You're from Vermont, where you guys actually had the state legislature pass a different kind of legalization. Typically, you'll see, voted in the various different states that have legalized it through the ballot, you'll see legalization in the form of stores, where you can go in, you can buy recreational marijuana at storefronts. But in Vermont, that's not happening, right, Robert? What's the situation there?
Okay, well,
oh, you might have dropped your phone there. I don't know. You're very, very muffled. It's there you are.
Am I still here?
Much better, better. Go ahead.
Way it's going to work over here is that it'll go full-on legal July 1st.
Yeah.
And then, if you're a homeowner, you'll be able to grow, six plants, two full-grown, and then, you know, for, you know, smaller ones.
Now, you said homeowner. Does that mean there are restrictions on renters?
That's my understanding, that the landlord has the choice of whether they want to.
Oh, okay. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course. So if the landlord's cool with it, then you can grow marijuana in Vermont with a cool landlord.
Effective July 1st.
Right. Right. I mean, I'm sure people are doing it now anyway, because who cares, right? But that's great news. There's
the cops care. The cops are still going to enforce the current law.
Right up to the end, they probably will.
Until June 30th.
They probably will. Although there's an argument they might just lay off. I mean, it is Vermont. New Hampshire and Vermont cops aren't as bad as some of their, you know, their buddies in other states.
I see somebody being convicted after the change in the law, because the trial date doesn't actually, like, happen until...
Right.
Post the law change.
It could happen that way, but there's also, I know that in New Hampshire, there's possibility of a passing of an ability to more easily annul a marijuana conviction. So we're seeing some steps in the right direction.
Right. And I've got an article here from the Burlington Free Press where they basically give a rundown of what is going to wind up happening. Adults over the age of 21.
Oh, man. Those poor 18, 19, and 20-year-olds.
You know what I never understood about this is why we're punishing kids, like, more for something that is legal.
They're not kids. They're legal adults, right?
Okay, right. I'm sorry. Yeah. People of under a certain age more. It's like, is it somehow worse? Like, you would think you'd be punishing them less. Because
we've got to regulate it like wine and alcohol, and you can't buy alcohol until you're 21.
If somebody who's younger, like, commits murder or some other crime, usually they get charged as a juvenile and they get less punishment, right?
No, if you kill somebody and you're 14, you're getting charged as an adult.
All right, fine. Some other crime. But I didn't say 14. I said as a kid. So if you're like 8 or 9 or whatever, right? So... But anyway, it doesn't really have to be that. Okay, let's pick something else, right? They usually get charged, and the sentence is less. Like, they get...
Because they're a kid.
Right.
Well, it depends on what it is. If it's a felony, they're probably, if they, you know, can prove that you are mentally competent, they will charge you as an adult.
Generalities. Yeah, generally, right? Though. I mean, they get less of a sentence.
Correct.
They get released to the parents, whatever, okay? But when it comes to marijuana... They're going to get charged where an adult, it's not even illegal for the adult.
It's insane. Or they could go across the border to Canada where they can easily buy alcohol at age 18. And, of course, in many states it was age 18.
Right, this whole staggered thing of you're kind of an adult but not really an adult is just
insulting.
Ridiculous.
It is.
But continuing on, adults over the age of 21 will be allowed to have up to 1 ounce of cannabis. If people choose to grow their own, they will be allowed 2 mature plants and 4 immature plants per housing unit.
It's a start.
Yes. It says here a few notes on the plants. The plants must be in a secured enclosure that is screened from public view.
So you can't have a backyard plant here in the summer.
You can have it in the backyard. Yeah. It just must be screened to where nobody could see what is in your enclosure.
Because the children might see.
When he says housing unit, the only thing I can think of is like a prison complex and like prisoners growing in their backyard.
A prison.
Pot.
Yeah. Robert, your thoughts? Anything else you want to add in? I appreciate you coming out today.
Yeah, I just think that they should just leave the marijuana smokers alone.
They
should. I think,
we're not there yet.
There's a lot of benefits into it. You know, I've been using for quite some time now, and at one point I was up to almost 400 pounds.
Hmm.
And because I've been using this, I'm down below 300. I'm living proof, Ian. You know that.
Well, I don't think smoking marijuana on its own is going to reduce anybody's weight.
Correct.
But you've also been working out. You've been doing swimming, as I understand it. And, yes, you have taken some weight off, and you look great. Thanks for the call tonight, Robert. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450 Free Like Freedom. There are certainly people who've smoked pot and put weight on because they might eat
because of
but
the
if you're depressed,
munchies.
It couldn't affect your mood in a positive manner, which may also get you...
It could. Everybody's different. That's the thing with
right.
substances.
There's a bunch of different strains, and certain strains wind up reacting in different manners.
Mm-hmm.
The Burlington Free Press says that marijuana harvested from plants that are grown does not count towards the 1 ounce limit.
Really?
As long as it is stored on site in an indoor place and, quote unquote, reasonable precautions are taken to prevent unauthorized access to the marijuana.
So you got to have it locked up.
And, of course, there's not going to be retail sales. They're just removing the penalties.
Correct. That's one of the big differences between what's going on in Vermont and other states that have legalized it.
Just sounds similar to what happened down in D.C.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, you can comment on 420 here. And, of course, you can also take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever is on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free, like freedom. And that's something that we're lacking, sorely lacking. We're seeing some states becoming more free on the marijuana front, but of course today being 420, there are still many states and countries around the world where marijuana is a criminal. The possession of it is a criminal offense, and you could go to prison, you know, depending on how much you have. In fact, Daryl, you were just reading to us during the break there some of the penalties for having or giving marijuana to others in the state of Vermont that just legalized recreational possession.
Yes, and I...
So it's not even done there
exactly
yet.
Where I was in here, but possession of over an ounce has a penalty for the first time you're caught.
Of jail.
Of possible imprisonment.
Yep. Right.
And a fine. I believe the fine was $500. You could also wind up avoiding the fine by going to some court diversion program. They are not going to allow for retail sales.
Right.
Although
so
the
you're
law,
selling,
the
you're
law does allow for gifts. And the article from the Burlington Free Press mentions that some states, and we talked about in Maine, where... we're just charging you a delivery fee.
Right.
To where, you know, police might look at that as suspicious in Vermont, and who knows how they're going to wind up handling that. Somebody
and then
from
there's
the,
penalties for giving it to an underage person.
Right.
Which are absolutely insane.
Yeah. So if you are underage.
Under 18 or 21?
Under the age of 21.
Okay.
Because.
Right.
The you can possess it only applies to over 21.
Right.
So if you're 20, and the example here is if you're 20 and you give some cannabis to someone who is, say, 17 or 18,
yep.
then you, the 20-year-old, can go to prison for 5 years.
Wow. It's ridiculous.
I don't understand this. How can we be imprisoning? It's supposed to work the other
way around.
We're talking
about flowers here, people giving flowers to one another.
But we're talking about juveniles. They're supposed to be less responsible.
A 20-year-old is not a juvenile.
Not a juvenile. Yeah, legally
I'm sorry. Okay, fine. The younger you are, the way the system usually works is they get less of a sentence. You know, you hand it over, you hand a kid over to their parents instead of taking them to court and having them throwing them in
except
jail.
Except in cases of alcohol and marijuana, right?
Right. What is on what
it's the mentality?
Planet
is the Puritan mentality
actually make things better?
It's in the world of the people who believe that if you punish harder, you get better effects.
But that's not that's not what we see in the real world. When we start imprisoning kids, one of the reasons we don't imprison kids is because it ends up putting them into a system of
crime.
You
institutionalize
them. Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just, I agree with you, man. And it's just, unfortunately, it's hard to change the minds of these oldsters who are in the state house, who have been set in their ways. They believed the propaganda back in the day. They know alcohol's a dangerous drug because they probably did it as a kid. And it's like, well, I don't want my grandchildren or son or daughter to have those same experiences, so I'm just going to threaten them with a worse experience of going to prison if they actually do it. Of course, we know it doesn't work because all the teenagers who want to can go and get all the alcohol that they want to get or marijuana or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just prohibition.
And
it's prohibitionism.
I get it if they want to be like a slap on the hand or whatever kind of thing. Because at least you know, if it's like, I don't know, community, you know, maybe 15 hours community service or whatever it is. It's like it's not going to ruin their lives, right?
That's true. That won't ruin their
lives. If you put them in jail for 5 years,
that will.
That's going to have a detrimental effect to all of society.
Well, again, we're still trying to get over in a lot of these places, the idea that this is a dangerous thing, that, Schedule 1.
It's dangerous as throwing somebody in jail for 5 years.
It's Schedule 1. It's as bad as heroin, if you go by what the federal government says.
It's worse than crystal meth.
Yeah, because that's Schedule 2.
Yeah.
So
spokeswoman for the Vermont Coalition to Regulate Marijuana says that the gray area of allowing gifting but not actual purchase is one reason that Vermont needs to consider having a regulated marijuana market. The governor has made it clear that he is opposed to any further discussion until the end of the year when his marijuana commission reports on education, prevention, and highway safety.
Yeah. So there's all this prohibitionism that still sort of surrounds marijuana. Ooh, you still need to be afraid. It's very dangerous. And I'm not saying that there aren't people who've had bad times. It's a drug. You know, there are people who have different opinions and different experiences and different body chemistry and all that. But for the most part, it is considered one of the safest of drugs out there as far as it's widely used and widely safely used by the people who use it.
Right.
And
let's jump to one of the questions on this quiz, and this deals with medical cannabis.
Okay.
According to the NCIA's latest tally from March of this year, how many states have some form of medical cannabis with THC? And that's very important because there are some states that allow only for CBD. So how many states allow for medical cannabis that has THC?
26. What's your guess, Chris?
I have no idea, actually.
29.
Ooh, more than I thought. All right.
Yes.
That's good to know.
Yeah, and then when you add in the CBD states, I believe it's 42.
All right. It is progress, but it's just brutally slow. Let's go to Libertarian Banker. He's calling, listening online to LRN.FM. Hello, Banker.
Hey, guys. Hey, I love the topic tonight. I wanted to contribute a bit to it.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people forget that, you know, marijuana is a drug that a lot of business professionals are using as well.
Oh, and it has been for many years.
A lot of lawyers and bankers and, high-level professionals that use this drug. And, I wouldn't be surprised if there were politicians, that are regular marijuana users. In fact, there's probably stories out there you could find.
Oh, yeah. I've known lawyers. I've known bankers. I've known, everybody. Marijuana's everywhere. It's everywhere.
a lot of business professionals don't get tested for drugs a lot because they're not operating heavy machinery. They're not, doing anything that, requires that kind of stuff.
If the person is productive, you don't want to test that person because you don't want to have the chance that they'll get busted and then, end up having to lose their job over some insurance policy or whatever.
A lot of these professionals, they don't want to get hammered the night before. They don't have to show up hungover and do their professional job at their desk. So, smoke a little pot in the evening and they're, at their desk in the morning, feeling good. So, it's just,
that is definitely true. Go ahead.
I was going to say people just vilify this drug left and right, and it's everybody does it. I mean, everybody, including
it can seem like
high-level
that.
Professionals and everybody.
To quote Cat Williams, there's a reason they call it weed. It just grows there.
Yeah.
Drugs, you got to do stuff, too. You got to add some baking soda, stir it up. I don't know the exact recipe. Yeah. I just know you got to do stuff to it.
Yeah. I your stories, I can still relate to your story with a lawyer that I know who I hung out with him for a little bit, and he was doing, he was smoking up, and I just thought it was
more
hilarious. I know you know more than one, but I just thought it was the most hilarious thing.
The toll-free number here tonight,
855. I mean,
hold that thought, Banker, because you work in an industry, you've got time to stick around. You work in an industry that is less than friendly to marijuana businesses. It's been very hard for them to get bank accounts, and I'm wondering if maybe the banker, Libertarian Banker, can comment on, is that going to change, and if so, when? It's Free Talk Live.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll-free and bring up whatever you want. Although it is definitely the 420 edition of the program, two out of the three hosts were able to attend in Concord, New Hampshire today, where there was major smokage going on of cannabis out in front of the State House, right out in front of the steps. So anybody going and coming from the State House would be able to see, and of course,
smell.
As I certainly smell. And of course, as always, the State House guards are always watching out the window. And they don't do anything about it. They, you know, they've never arrested.
That was kind of funny, actually.
They do that every year.
I mean, yeah.
They've got nothing else to do.
I didn't get the video. I wanted to get the video of it, but it was so funny. They were just like, yeah.
To me, it's just routine.
Tweet from Netflix.
It is, but it's still funny.
Yeah.
Tweet from Netflix earlier today says, in honor of 420, the Are You Still Watching feature will be disabled. We know you're too high to respond.
Now, that's the kind of thing that this guy in the article is saying is bad.
That's the corporate takeover of 420, the national celebration of smoke weed.
Right, and we're going to get back into that article here in a moment, but we actually have, there's a guy who's saying, stop protesting, go back inside, quiet down, we're about to win. Now, we don't need you anymore, you protester types. We'll get back into that coming up here in moments, and he's also very anti-business and et cetera. But with you in the studio, by the way, it is Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
You know, I want to get into, with Libertarian Banker, who's on the line with us here, we're going to bring him back on, the status of being a bank, this federally regulated thing that shouldn't be, in my opinion, but is, and right. So they have to jump through all the same federal hoops. And a lot of these banks are dreadfully afraid of giving an account to anybody that has any kind of relationship with the legal marijuana trade. To the point where we actually were reading a story once, it was about a guy who made videos about marijuana. So he wasn't selling marijuana. He wasn't, you know, doing anything with the plant itself. He was a documentarian or whatever. He was making instructional videos or whatever it was he was making. It was clearly free speech, right?
Yeah. Right.
Well, no bank would even give that guy an account. That's where cryptocurrency, I think, can save the day.
Yes.
Whether it be Bitcoin or Zencash, which we'll tell you about here in a moment, Bitcoin started it all. And if you want to go to Bitcoin.com, you'll learn about the history of Bitcoin. You'll learn about why it's so important to have a decentralized cryptocurrency that cannot be controlled by the banks, and it cannot be controlled by the governments of the world. And that means that the power of money, for the very first time ever, basically, is in the hands, certainly in generations, is in the hands of the individuals. It's not being controlled by these mega corporate banking governmental forces. Bitcoin's huge. You really need to learn about it today. Shooting up in price. I think you mentioned it was at $8,800 per Bitcoin just before we started the show here tonight. So go to Bitcoin.com and you can learn more about that as we bring Libertarian Banker back.
And speaking of regulations, the first national regulation was the Marijuana Tax Act. Spelled with an H, by the way. Two-part question. In what year was the legislation passed, and when was it deemed unconstitutional?
1937 was when it was passed, and it was never deemed unconstitutional. It's still in play today. What do you think, Chris?
Wow. I definitely would say the 1930s. I didn't know the exact year. I didn't recall it. That's pretty good if that's an exact year that you got
there.
Yeah,
it was 1937, and the enforcement of it was deemed unconstitutional in 1969.
Wait. Then how is it that we still have it?
The Magic Tax of Government. Act? The Magic of Government, I guess.
And
well, then they wrote up the schedules or something and had themselves a war on drugs, right?
They came up with the scheduling, the Tax Act, because in order to buy the tax stamp, you had to admit to possessing something that was deemed illegal, and that was ruled a violation of the Fifth Amendment.
So it was around that time when they came out with the schedule,
1970.
Right? Yeah, so basically what they did was they ruled that unconstitutional and then came up with a workaround.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then the workaround also included Richard Nixon telling all of the states, you need to adopt these similar laws.
All right. So Libertarian Banker is with us here. You'd called originally to talk about marijuana and professionals and how professionals of all stripes are using cannabis, from attorneys to doctors to, you know, cab drivers. I mean, it just cuts across all boundaries. But I had questions for you about, you know, as a banker, have you guys come across this at the branch that you work at where, you know, because you're a manager, as I understand it, where somebody has tried to open up a marijuana-related business and you guys have had to tell them no? Has it been discussed by the bank's, you know, board or as a policy? Where does it stand?
Well, I mean, it doesn't – I mean, obviously there's training that happens among all the employees. You know, they train you on this stuff. They tell you about the penalties and they, you know, scare you into it. And actually, while I was, you know, on hold there, I was kind of looking up some of the individual and institutional sort of penalties for violating the anti-money laundering, Know Your Customer, Bank Secrecy Act sort of guidelines.
Right.
So an individual that is convicted for assisting with money laundering at the bank could face up to 20 years in prison and a fine up to $500,000.
Wow.
And the institution would face a monetary penalty, so a fine of the greater of $1 million or twice the value of the transaction.
Now, do you have a definition of money laundering there?
There's a very wide definition for money laundering, as you might imagine, right?
Yep.
So it's probably not something that can easily be read on the air here. But generally, it tends to have to do with taking the proceeds of an illegal activity. So the government's mind, in the federal government's mind, selling marijuana is an illegal activity, no matter if it has been legalized in the state. And so taking the proceeds of an illegal activity and laundering it, meaning taking those proceeds and making them appear as though they were legally earned.
So the Google definition is basically that, but in simpler terms. It says the concealment of the origins of illegally obtained money.
That's a very
let's say there was some small time drug dealer, right? And he had a relationship with some teller at the bank. He comes up to the teller window, and he has $5,000 in $20 bills, and he wants to trade those in for $100 bills. Well, you know, in that case, they would need to fill out a suspicious activity report, especially if that was out of his normal practices. Mm-hmm. And if the teller or, the person that worked there did not do that, that would be money laundering. They'd be convicted of assisting in money laundering.
So changing bills from one denomination to another is suspicious activity? That's interesting.
Especially
it can
from small
be.
To large. Yeah. Especially from small to large. Absolutely.
I have to ask, how is that, concealment of anything?
Well, that's not concealment of anything, but it's a suspicious activity report, and that's used as, if these things are filled out, that's used as evidence against a person
I know how obscene is not the right word, insane it is, but
it's also obscene.
Well, let's say the police were watching this person. They watched him walk into the bank.
Yep.
They then approach the bank about the cameras. They get the cameras of the teller conducting this transaction, and no report was filled out. And it was, he was caught with drugs.
Then that teller is absolutely.
Especially if they could, identify a relationship between them.
For sure.
The problem with this is that you can have persons A and person B. One is doing something illegal, and the other person is doing something that's not illegal, and you wouldn't have any way to distinguish between the two.
That's correct. And ultimately, the feds have to filter through a lot of these reports. There's also cash transaction reports as well, where, if somebody comes in with more than $10,000 in cash, they have to fill out a report on that. So I imagine, again, if a teller did not fill out that report.
My understanding is that there's actually more of these reports that get filed than there are crimes.
Most of it's
factors above that. Yeah, it's a database.
They're just washing these reports.
It goes in a database, and then the police access that when there's a need. So it's not like they're looking at every single one. Absolutely not.
Yep, that's absolutely
true. It's going to a database, and it's used as evidence and way to put together a case and piece it together.
And unfortunately, sometimes those cases are against totally innocent business owners who are coming in with cash, and they didn't know about structuring. They didn't know if they went in with, $9,000 seven times in a row or whatever, that they'd get reports filled.
Right. Yeah. We've ran stories or read stories about business owners that are running small restaurants that do that, and then the IRS comes in, takes all their money.
Banker, can you stay for one more?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, more with Libertarian Bank.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. We're talking about banking and marijuana laws, and how it is, because we actually have Libertarian Banker on the line with us, and how it is that marijuana businesses are having a very difficult time getting traditional banking services. You know, a lot of people, when they open up a business, you open up a bank account with the same name as the business on it, so you can take checks and things like that. So you can have credit card processing, because a lot of that is provided in some cases by banks.
Yep.
These are some of the ways that the reasons why people want to open up an account with a bank. But in even in states where it's completely been legalized, you cannot get accounts at most banks. Probably 99.9% of banks and credit unions will not open an account having to do with marijuana.
There's actually banks that specialize in these riskier activities, and they charge a percentage on it.
Do you know the names of them?
I do not.
Yeah.
Maybe Libertarian Banker.
Advertising that.
Libertarian Banker,
yeah.
Still on?
We're going to bring him back here in just a moment. If you want to join us, though, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I do want to mention, though, before we do that, Zencash. And we've talked about Bitcoin.
I love Zencash.
We've talked about cryptocurrency and how cryptocurrency can be a solution for business owners who are in the cannabis business or who want to get into the cannabis business to allow payments from customers and allow for security. Because one of the reasons why a cannabis-related business, and I will bring a banker back on here in case he does want to comment, but one of the reasons why, you know, you want to have a bank is because security of cash. You know, if people are coming in laying cash into your hands all day long, some businesses that deal with a lot of cash from customers will make multiple runs to the bank during the day. They'll go more than once, or they'll, if they have a lot of cash, then they'll have an armored truck come and pick it up. But usually that can happen on more than one occasion with a busy business. And you better believe, with in some cases lines outside and around the block with some of these marijuana retail facilities, at least in the beginning, it probably simmers down after some amount of time, but there's a high demand for this product.
High.
They've got cash rolling through that door all day long, because it's likely probably also hard to get credit card processing if you're a marijuana business as well.
I would say almost impossible.
Right. So you've got loads of cash on the premises, and not a single bank in town is is willing to actually take it off your hands.
Right, which means that you're probably having to pay your employees in cash.
Sure.
Your employees are then going to be responsible for all of their withholding, but then you have to give them a W-2 at the end of the year, and that's going to make their filing of taxes difficult.
Even more difficult.
You nailed it right on the head. I mean, there are so many inefficiencies with cash. And I mean, yeah, there, Chris, I have read a couple of articles about basically vault services, for lack of a better word. I mean, they're not banks. They're almost like, it's an armored car and a safe. But there's so many inefficiencies with cash out there that it is a huge burden on these businesses to have to do that. And so you could see why they would want banking services to conduct their credit card processing and their payroll. I mean, think about the way that the money flows, right? So somebody comes in, they have to go over to an ATM. They have to put their card in. There's a line at the ATM. They type in a 4-digit PIN. I mean, how many minutes does that take? Then they bring the cash over to the counter.
Right.
They have to count that out. They have to put it in the register. Then somebody comes and grabs that cash out of the register, puts it in a vault at the back, has to count it, bundle it up, fill out some paperwork to give it to the vault company, and then with the payroll, it's not like you, with a W-2 employee, that you can just not withhold. If that employee elects to, withhold a certain amount out of their paycheck, you have to honor that. The W-9 form that you fill out, when you get a job. I know you guys probably don't know much about that. You haven't had a W-2 job in a while.
I haven't had a job in 14 years, 15 years, something like that.
It's been a while, but I am aware of the W-9.
Yeah.
So you can't just, not withhold their stuff. So then, you're holding $362.24 and paying them, $1,485. This change in this cash is ridiculous.
You make a strong argument here that this is another reason we need cryptocurrency.
And what else is interesting about that is, in certain states anyway, you can't pay your taxes using anything other than some sort of banking service because...
In some cases,
for example, in New Jersey, they do not allow you to pay at least sales taxes and possibly other taxes without, in cash.
And of course, this punishes the poor who don't have access in a lot of cases to banking services.
You have to use a computer.
Yeah. And I just thought of something else that we've completely overlooked. The employees of the cannabis shops are also not allowed to get traditional bank accounts because they're still they're getting their money from something illegal at the federal level.
Because they're taking their cash up to the bank and just depositing,
Usually the bank doesn't know, but I think you're right, Daryl. Yeah. If the bank became aware of that, that could become an issue. Yeah. It's probably not usually an issue.
There's a lot of people that go to the bank that their employer banks with, cash the check, bring the cash over to their bank and deposit it. So it could be that situation. You know what I mean? So they could definitely have bank accounts.
So this is one of the areas where cryptocurrency can make a big difference. We touched on it earlier when we mentioned Bitcoin earlier, but also Zencash is something that people should look at as far as this wide world of cryptocurrencies. How do you pick what to look closely at? I would say look at Zencash because they've got some of the best technology out there. One of the problems with Bitcoin is it's not anonymous. But Zencash has zero-knowledge anonymity built into it, so you can use that to protect yourself, protect transactions from being seen by anybody. And if there's anybody that needs that kind of protection, it's the people in the cannabis business.
Yeah.
So take a look at that. No matter who you are, you ought to look at Zencash, especially if you're a liberty-minded person like a voluntarist or an anarchist. These were voluntarists who founded Zencash, and they've been pretty successful. It's only been around for about a year, but already there's over 8,000 secure nodes, meaning it's one of the most secure networks of any cryptocurrency. They got some of the best tech out there, and I would say the future is bright for Zencash. But you'd need to do your own due diligence. Check it out for yourself. Go to Zencash.com, and you can do that there. So, Libertarian Banker, any other thoughts on – because we can't reveal where you are, but
sure.
We might be able to say that –
I just want to say one more thing is that these banks, they have departments that watch this kind of stuff. They have departments, and they have software that watch for transaction types. And so even if you're using cryptocurrency there, once you convert that into cash, put it in your bank account, if it's an ACH or a check, people are looking at that stuff.
They sure are.
And they're starting to become aware of where that stuff is coming from, what these things are. I mean, you know, and they'll shut down your bank account just for that.
You better believe it. I had a local bank shut down an account on me for the Shire Free Church because we were sending wires to Bitcoin Exchange. And the nice thing about that bank, though, because they were a local bank, was they actually were willing to talk about why. And usually, like these mega corporate banks, they just, if they're going to shut down your account for any of these reasons, because they're worried about whatever the government might do, they'll just say, we've just decided to stop our relationship with you. Have a nice day. And then they will never answer a question about why. But the local bank actually, you know, explained it. In fact, we've since met with the bank president, me and Chris, who's your co-host on the other Chris, not you, Chris,
yeah,
but
not me.
Chris Reitman on Thursday nights. We actually went in. I put on a suit and shaved. And we went in and had an hour plus long meeting with this bank president who honestly wanted to learn about Bitcoin. But he had told me he had to cancel our account because he didn't know enough about it. So he wasn't comfortable signing off on these Bank Secrecy Act statements, you know, saying, OK, we're authorizing these, you know, wire transfers or whatever. So at the very least, he was open minded enough to sit down and talk about this. I didn't ask him at the end of the meeting, hey, can I open another account now? You know, he needs time, and who knows how long that will take, if it ever happens. But it was at least productive in that we had a good conversation about Bitcoin, and he was, like, all for it. He, because you think a lot of these bankers hate Bitcoin, and certainly the big ones, I think they do.
Mm.
But this guy, he's not a fan of the federal government's and the regulations that they put on his small bank, right? Like, he doesn't like having to fill out all these damn forms.
I mean, there's the whole department, like I said, that costs so much money.
Wasteful.
And that software and everything. And that's why you see so much consolidation. I mean, you know, regulation gets cost, which has to have economies of scale to sort of overcome that, right? A business has to get bigger in order to cost effectively manage that kind of stuff.
These smaller banks, too, are not able to comply with the regulations.
They are, but it's easier if they get swallowed up by another bank, right? If they get swallowed up by a monster.
From what I understand is they basically skirt on compliance in order to comply, and if the government actually wanted to come down on them, they could, and they'd basically be out of business. So they're under the thumb.
Anytime the government wants to come down on you, you're going to go out of business, probably, unless you're a monster bank.
You know,
Wells Fargo just got hit with $1 billion fine.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard about that.
And they can absorb it. They're a huge bank, and that's why this happens. That's why the consolidation happens, because when the fines get bigger and bigger and the costs get bigger and bigger, they have to consolididate.
It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. Libertarian Banker, thanks for staying on with us and taking some of the hard questions about the world of banking and Bitcoin and cannabis businesses all rolled into one. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. But what happens if we get a bunch of Bitcoiners and cryptocurrency people together in the same geographic area and they start talking to banks?
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.